Hi, everyone from Latina Estación. My name is Francesca, and today we have the honor to be interviewing Mr. Patrick Howe, the production designer for Only Murders in the Building. So, Mr. Patrick Howe, hi. Welcome to our website and our show, We Come From Peru. And
Francesca, it's nice to meet you. Thanks for spending time with me.
Yes. First, I wanted to say I really like your work. I've watched the entire show. And for example, there is this phrase on this season where Oliver goes into the room in a theater and he says, "Oh my God, this looks like the Phantom of the Opera's college dorm room." And before he said that phrase, you could already tell visually that it actually looked like that. So I just wanted to know, where do you get your inspiration overall to do this type of artworks and designs for not only for the script, but also for each character, I would assume as well?
Yes. So a lot of the inspiration is just, crossing my fingers and hoping that I can make up ideas out of my mind overnight when I go to bed. And, so that's my first and foremost. I do a lot of research, but usually everyone would be logical to ask, where do you research, or what makes you research certain things? So, I try to first break down a script and get inspiration from the written word. And if there's, and I have a really great open dialogues with my showrunner, John Hoffman, that created it. And he's very, very insightful and helpful. So, from conversations with him and from my interpretations of the script, I usually get ideas that make me feel like, oh, this should be really intimate, or this is really romantic, or the audience should be mystified I make interpretations, and then that can help me send me in directions for research, that I get pictorial suggestions, and then I run those by the showrunner to make sure that we're on the same page. And that's really important process, because it often leads to new ideas, or John's ability to elaborate on the expand upon the idea in the first place, and then I get even more insight.
And talking specifically about the Emmy nominated episodes, because you were nominated for two for Sparring Partners, and I Know Who Did It.
Uh-huh.
What would you say specifically, were in those two episodes that made them be nominated for an Emmy regarding production design?
There's a really good variety of location settings there. And I think it sort of flaunts the flattering overall palette of the show. And I liked those episodes for the variety. They had settings in particularly episode 10, the I Know Who Did It, then it had settings from in different cities and different eras and flashbacks. And so there was a mix of periods. So I just think the overall variety and volume of different settings into one half hour episode, really showed them off at their best.
And how is it to work with other departments? The reason I'm asking this is because we, not only me, but also most people, everyone has noticed that there are a lot of Easter eggs in different episodes and for different characters. The most notable are from Paul Rudd, because of his work in Ant-Man and Marvel, but I'm sure there must be many more Easter eggs. So could you please talk us about that, or who comes up with, okay, today we're going to put this here, maybe people will notice.
Yes, it's really wonderful. So my decorator's name is Rich Murray, and he personally really enjoys creating and coming up with Easter eggs for as many sets as possible, or for many actors as possible. In the case of the Ben Glenroy Paul Rudd character, it was scripted that his set was a Hard Rock Cafe volume, or that's a chain of restaurants in the city, mm-hmm. or US, but or maybe worldwide, I don't know. But the point that the writers wrote that his whole apartment was full of a memorabilia that was a tribute to himself, that he was a very a Hollywood star that was kind of narcissistic, and his personality, his whole space was all movie star memorabilia of
the
himself.
snake.
Yeah. So
Huge
I
snake.
I wanted to make the huge, so I designed the huge snake and got that built by our scenic artist because I wanted to make a big statement like that. And then my decorator, Rich Murray, came up with every single other element. And he and other decorators made a huge effort to research Paul Rudd's career. And they found, because you needed portraits of him, so they might as well be portraits that maybe were also tie-in or references to his project. So all of those are a play on on film titles or the subject matter of movies that he's been in. And even him being the Cobra, this was written by the writers, but him being the superhero Cobra, that was their own Easter egg nod to some of the movies that Paul was in.
Yeah, not only him, also I know Meryl Streep. I think maybe she has Easter eggs, but I definitely know Steve Martin and Martin Short. They have also little Easter eggs inside the rooms, right?
Yes, absolutely. And in case of Oliver's apartment, establishes this Broadway director, and a whole lively theater past. So all of those posters that you see on the walls in his apartment are titles, most all of them made up by Rich Murray and created by our graphic designers. And they're just funny they're funny puns on existing, on actual Broadway shows and films. And in Will Evans' apartment, they were subtle, but we had done references to some of her work. And that really wasn't so much for the audience as much as for Meryl.
Yes, one little question before we wrap up. What do you think the production design story of the show is going to, how is it going to evolve in the way that, for example, Friends evolved universally, like in the world, not universally, but in the world, because, for example, the couch regarding props, the couch in France is so iconic, or the frame in the hall, whatever. So do you think there would be something as iconic in Only Murders in the Building, that if someone sees it, they're like, oh, Only Murders in the Building, now or in the future? Or do you think that evolves?
Well, I hope it evolves, but if I had to guess now, I think the distinctive elements are in Oliver's apartment that has not changed from season one, two, or three. And there's such theatrical choices there that they're pretty distinct. The look of his dining room and the look of the stage part of his living room. There, and those posters we were just talking about of Mabel Broadway shows. That's what comes to mind as sort of the most distinctive look so far.
Okay. Thank you so much for sharing your time with us. And we invite our audiences to watch Only Murders in the Building. The last episode is going to come in October, so don't miss it. Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you.